This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all of those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Your calls are what the show's about. They're already on the line, so we go to them. We'll start with Brian in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, regular guys. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, we can't call you Colorado anymore, huh?
Well, he's still got one more truckload, I think, to bring out, right?
No, who knows how many more truckloads I got.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear
that. But I've been catching up on the podcast, you know, working on this house and doing a little bit of activism here in New Hampshire. I haven't been very current, but y'all have been doing some talks about intellectual property, and I hate to bring this up again, you know, because it's always a big show filler, but I think it's pretty important because I've been a big proponent of intellectual property because, you know, I'm an author and inventor. I have intellectual property that I've been profiting
right.
from the monopoly that the government, you know, grants from that.
It's true.
But I've been thinking about that, and it's not a very principled approach, so I've been working on that. And I don't know, a few months ago, I think I called in and mentioned that I had a book that I had published a couple of years ago that, you know, the sales had been kind of lingering because it's a computer book, you know, they don't have a very long shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up on Google Books, books.google.com, I think is what it is. And you can upload the entire book, and you can say, you know, people can randomly visit pages, or you just give away the whole thing as a PDF or whatever. It's up to the author to decide how much to give away.
Okay.
So I said, what the heck? I'll just give away the whole thing. So you can still buy it from my site. You can buy it from the publisher site, or you can get it for free. And I thought, you know, let's just try this out. Let's see if I can make any money this way. Well, I am happy to report that the book has had a resurgence. People have downloaded this stuff for free, and I've gotten more actual sales of the book because of that.
It
has to be because of that, because it's the only marketing I've done in the last year or so. More copies of the book have sold, I mean physical copies have sold, than in, you know, like the 6 months before that, because, you know, it was kind of a waning kind of a sale.
What do you speculate is the reason that people found the book on Google Books in the first place? I mean, how do you think people came across it to download? What was
Well, it's got to be Google search. I mean, they index all the words in the book, and
right.
and now when you, you know, look for certain keywords in your Google search, the first thing Google's going to do is say, hey, you know, you can go to our site and you can find these other sites. So it's just internet search. I haven't been marketing it. I've been marketing it zero. And my publisher really, you know, it's yesterday's news because it's a, you know, technology book.
Right.
But they've got to be getting it through, you know, search engines. But
so,
if they land on it, they download it, or they view a couple pages online and say, yeah, I kind of like that to read on the bus, or, you know, whatever. So now they have a physical copy, and that's where I'm making the money. I'm not making the money off the intellectual property because I'm giving it away for free.
Right.
But I am making a little more money off the physical properties I'm selling.
Yet another success story. I love this, Brian. This is awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Well, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword because you know, that particular book was... You know, I made enough money off of the royalties from the monopoly to be able to fund, you know, part of my move here from Colorado. So, you know, I can't say that if I were to come up with a brand new book, I would just give it away. I'm not really ready to do that because I don't have
right.
that much of experience with this. But you know, I can say that I can't tell for sure, but, you know, did the monopoly that I had by copyright, you know, give me enough money to be able to, you know, live my lifestyle, or would I have gotten even more money if I had said, okay, everything is free now, you can buy it if you want, but you can get it for free.
Who knows?
So I'm not sure yet, so I'm
it is hard to say how there. It's hard to say how it'll all shake out in the wash. I mean, obviously, with more market competition, there's a chance you won't make as much money. But I was also reading something else, not necessarily in the realm of books, but more ideas and patents and that sort of thing, about, you know, one of the main complaints by people like Mark have been in the past that, well, these companies won't be able to make as much money off of their ideas, and that's a bad thing. And while that may be true on its face, you know, the idea being that if there is no intellectual property monopoly protection, these companies will have to deal with competition sooner rather rather than later. Therefore, they won't make as much money up front in the first 10 or 15 years or however long the patent goes for. But the counterpoint to that is that their overhead will be lower because they won't have to pay for patent attorneys, and they won't have to, you know, pay for whatever the process costs of going through the patenting and whatever other overhead, you know, they sort of entail through this legalistic process of engaging in this monopoly protection service with the government. So they suggested that as a result of that, of course, competition, more competition in all industries also lowers costs in general. So all of the things you're buying for your business will be cheaper. That also will contribute to a lower cost of doing business. So while you know, in the world of doctors, for instance, while they might not make as much without their monopoly protection racket known as, you know, the AMA, they'll also not have to spend as much in education or, you know, these rigmarole mandatory hoops that the government puts up for them to jump through.
Well, if what's happening here with Brian is the case across the board, then patent laws and copyrights just won't matter anymore because you'll be able to make more money by giving it away.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think people should transition toward that on a voluntary basis. Well, we saw that Google gave
away its browser.
But the
problem is that you can't transition. You have to go straight across the board. Otherwise, somebody's going to patent your idea and take it from you. So you actually have to get rid of the whole system to do what you want to do.
There you go.
You know, I've downloaded some free books on Mises, and I ended up buying them.
All of them?
Not all of them. Yep. If I'm really into them and I like them, and I've had a chance to actually go in and start to read them, then I prefer to sit down in a comfortable chair with some nice lighting and read a real book than to read it off my laptop.
There you go. More evidence,
Brian. Yeah, because Wayne, you're old like me. You know, we need those physical things. We need our reading glasses. You know, instead of looking at the computer. But hey, speaking of free books. I've been really enjoying Freedom Engineering, one of your advertisers. You know, reading that thing online. I've never read a book online, but it's very captivating because he's got a lot of links there that go various places. And the best thing about it is he kills off Mark and Ian in the first chapter.
Sweet. That's freedom-engineering.com. If you want to see our gory deaths, you can go there.
Very cool. Brian, I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Brian, of course, we mentioned at the beginning of this call, he is one of the early movers here to New Hampshire. If you were curious as to what we were referencing, you should go freestateproject.org. Of course, we'll talk more about it later. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls. Tom is in New Hampshire, and you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I also have a book with you guys in it. A caller calls up your talk show, but that's Larry's Reward. But anyway...
Tom, I don't give you permission to use my likeness without permission.
I was thinking, you know, in these days of pregnant prom queens... And the issue there about how Governor Palin's daughter is having a baby.
I hear about that. Yeah, I heard something like 17 years old, knocked up by an 18-year-old. So,
and here's
16 might be the legal age in Alaska, but I haven't checked it out.
But the thing is, then now Barack Obama is saying, well, that, you know, people's families are off limits. I think what he should have done was said that if he didn't get her pregnant, then John McCain didn't get her pregnant, and Joe Biden didn't get her pregnant, then don't bring it up on that campaign. But what I did was I decided to send Bristol Palin a congratulations on your new baby greeting card. And in order to do that, I did a little... checking these things out. This is where archive.org was really useful here because I couldn't go to the Secretary of State's website because elections are done by the lieutenant governor in Alaska, unlike New Hampshire where they ain't got no lieutenant governor and the Secretary of State does the elections. And archive.org, I pulled up from 2006. And here's the list of the candidates, and one of them is Sarah H. Palin, 245 West 5th Avenue, number 128, Anchorage, Alaska, 99501.
So you did that to get their address? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, and then, because it wasn't on the secretary, it wasn't on the lieutenant governor's website anymore, so then I went on news group, Usenet news group, to ask, does anybody know if this is still Sarah Palin's home address? And I put a link to the archive.org page where I had it. And, I guess that might be it, but then archive.org briefly deleted those pages.
It's a conspiracy against you.
Thank you for
and
the call,
so you
Tom.
Know what else?
Appreciate
I got
it.
More.
I don't know what else,
got...
but we got to move on. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That archive.org, it is a good website, kind of useful, as you can see there. More on the way. You take control, bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2222. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne. Whoops. Sorry.
And Mark. You better be sorry. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. The bulletin board system is one of those features with over 375,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Looking for some Cliff's Notes for Business Life? Try one free month subscription to Executive Summary for Business Leaders. Log on to echapter1.com. Receive summaries of today's best business books. That's E, as in easy, chapter, O-N-E.com. And use code FTL.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls about whatever you want. It's Richard in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Yes, sir. I'm calling about photo recognition on like Walmart and Costco's and stuff like that.
Okay, and what is this?
I think it's a precursor to the Mark of the Beast.
I don't understand what photo recognition is. What are you referring to?
Like they can pick you out by looking at the video pictures that's being taken, like they did at the Super Bowl and arrested all them people.
Right, facial recognition technology.
Facial recognition.
You're saying Walmart is utilizing this technology?
I'm saying they could be, and Costco's could be, and stuff like that. And it's
well, what would be wrong with that?
What?
Well,
why would they use it?
It's a precursor to the Mark of the Beast.
Well, I don't really know what all that's about. As far as I understand, it's some sort of religious deal. But
no, it's not, sir. It's about that if you don't take a chip in your hand or a forehead, that you won't be allowed to buy or sell. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. With that photo recognition, if you don't have a chip in your hand or something, they can say, well, you're a pedophile. You can't come in here.
Yeah, I guess I see where you're coming from. But, I mean, they haven't really taken away cash yet. And so for right now, cash still works at Walmart. So I guess I'm not really too concerned with Walmart knowing if I'm in their store or not. I mean, for instance.
Nor am I, sir. But I'm saying is it's a precursor to that coming up.
Yeah, I think you should be more concerned with the government utilizing technologies like this rather than businessmen utilizing these technologies.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to be concerned about
that
something.
Too, but look what benefits Walmart gets from the government. I mean, the China restrictions, trade restrictions were brought, you know, taken down. I think Clinton did that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, if they're reducing restrictions, then I'm all in favor of that. We should have free trade. We should have the ability to trade with
country.
With whoever you want to trade with, sir, around the world. That's the meaning of freedom, being able to choose for yourself how to live your life.
And they're not going to they're not going to see the benefits of the capitalist system, if you want to call it that, if they don't get an opportunity to trade with us.
Yeah, this is a mixed economy, not really a capitalist system, which is why you added.
Well, let me bring another point up.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, and this is a matter of record. They had a circuit court judge in Douglas County, Missouri, removed from the bench because they found kiddie porn on his computer, and they did not file charges against him because the time limitations had ran out. Hmm. And a couple days after that, the highway patrol chased three kids before running a stop sign, and two of them were killed.
Yeah.
And that's all a matter of record. And
you know, the high-speed chases are a mess.
County seat. Of Douglas County.
Well, the government does get a pass. I mean, they do have a different set of rules for themselves, and they aren't, they certainly don't face the same sort of consequences that the rest of us do.
This man in the circuit court, he passed judgment upon people,
yep.
And they circumvented that by letting the time elapse before they filed charges against him.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, I mean, do you think that guy's onto something? I mean, is Walmart going to switch over and stop taking cash sometime soon, and we're all going to be screwed, can't buy our food? And
United Airlines, or excuse me, Southwest Airlines won't let you buy, anything on flight anymore, with cash. They're switching all to credit cards, yeah?
Yeah.
You got to use the chip in your forehead.
If Walmart were to do that, I think it would probably be some sort of initiative by government to eliminate cash. And they've been talking about that for over 10 years now, eventually eliminating cash and going to an all-electronic money system.
It's true. They have been talking about that, and there are certainly interests out there that would like to see that happen, but cash is still king, as far as I can tell.
Sure.
And yes, you're right, Wayne. I mean, if the government wants to put the squeeze on corporations, which are essentially creations of the government, and demand that they stop doing business in cash, it certainly can do that sort of thing. But that would be a major undertaking, and at that point, people would really I mean, they should be paying attention to what's happening around them at that point. Once, you know, the Walmart says, well, I'm sorry, we can't do business with you unless you have the government chip.
Well, then there are other companies, other stores that might not do that, who might compete with Walmart. People might say, the heck with this, I'm going to Target instead or whatever, or the local mom-and-pop shop down the street. But some of the opponents of Real ID have stated that, you know, down the road, this is the whole purpose of it, is to eventually be able to basically link every transaction you make to your so-called chip, whether it's in your driver's license or implanted in your hand or whatever. That seems to be the future in some people's eyes.
Well, fortunately, the one really great thing about Revelations, I think that it's a book that doesn't belong in the Bible, is my opinion. But the really great thing about it is they mentioned this darn mark of the beast, and we can keep things like this, because I'll tell you what, if you're sort of the globalist that wants to make everything run smoothly in the world. This whole chip where you can't, you know, that does interactions either in your forehead or in your right hand or wherever, it's a great idea. But I don't want that personally. I want to be able to do my transactions anonymously if I wish to do so. I wish to be able to use cash and keep it with me, and I don't want somebody having control of my bank account and not be able to do these things. So
yeah, I think there are enough people out there like you, Mark, that are concerned about these things, and not even necessarily from the religious. You're not coming at it from a religious aspect like this last caller was, and there are a lot of people who are out there that are concerned about it from a religious aspect, and just a lot of people that are concerned from a
moral,
a privacy and a moral aspect. And I think that if those people refuse to participate, then the businesses that are going to feel like they should go along with the government system are going to be pulled from two different directions, because there's going to be a segment of their customers that are saying, you know, we liked doing business with you, but now you want to go off and do it this way. Well, we're not interested in doing that, so we'll go somewhere else, versus the other side of the government saying, well, you must do this in order for us to continue allowing you to do business. It'll be a tough position for a company like a Walmart or a Target or whoever to actually be in, as long as there are enough of us who will say, no, we don't accept your chip, we don't accept your real ID, we don't accept. But if you keep going along with the government system as they're taking these incremental steps toward this, because I agree with you, Wayne, there are definitely people that want to see this happen, and they are, you know, there are certain steps. It's not going to just go from one day we've got cash to the next day everybody has to turn in all their cash and get a chip. That's very unlikely. It's going to be a process to getting there. And if people keep accepting the steps along that path, then it will only be a matter of one more step before they, you know, before everybody gets chipped. So stop accepting the tyranny now when the real ID comes around or the new state ID card comes around. Don't accept it. If you do, you're part of the problem.
Well, that's what the guy was saying.
Mm-hmm.
When he called in, he said the facial recognition software. Now, he included Walmart, which is your favorite place on earth, so he immediately recoiled. But
they do good service for people.
That's all the guy was saying, was that he believed that it was a precursor to the mark of the beast. If you if you were to translate that into what you were, you know, without using the religious speak and leaving Walmart out of it, it's exactly what you just said.
That's right. If you're a tyrant or you're an aspiring tyrant, then you want to centralize everyone's data. You want to monitor and control the whole population. But if you're an individual law-abiding citizen who wants their freedom and be able to be anonymous if they want to be, you want to compartmentalize all of your personal data.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to comment on this or whatever it is that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Plus, there's a new online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and poles, and it's open for business. FunKnobs.com is catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Toll-free phone customer service is also available at 1-877-820-9224. FunKnobs.com is the creation of parent company InterKnobs.com, online since 2004. That's FunKnobs.com as we continue with your calls about whatever you want. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, guys. I have two comments, but getting back to what you just had mentioned about the cashless society with the smart chip and the mark of the beast, what's interesting about that is that when that's adopted by the central banks of the world, there will actually be no way to count what money actually exists and what money is just being created. It's kind of like when the Treasury Department quit last year publishing the M3 money record about how much money is being injected into the economy.
Yeah, well, can you really count it right now?
Over a time period. period. So in a sense, the people that really will benefit by this will be all of the central banks,
sure,
all of the financial institutions, all of the corporations, because ultimately they will be able to create an endless supply of wealth for themselves, theoretically at the expense of the individual that has the mark, because all of your income disbursements regarding living expenses will be taken out in a cashless mode.
Yeah, it really is the final step, or the ultimate step of the entire Federal Reserve central banking process, don't you?
Correct.
Well, they don't have to print any money either.
Theoretically, at least a lot of the private bankers find this very attractive, because ultimately it would be an economic system that wouldn't have the traditional boom and bust of the business cycle that we've had since the beginning of man through, you know, economic commerce.
I don't know
trade.
If that's
so,
true.
That's the point that no one seems to really quite get.
The only way to get
so ultimately
the
that's
boom
kind
bust.
Hang on a second, Frank. Wayne's got a comment here. Go ahead, Wayne.
I'm sorry, that's probably the biggest incentive. But
Frank,
the comment
hang on
I
one second here.
Make,
Wayne's got an interjection. Go ahead, Wayne.
How would the endless creation of fake credit or money stop the boom bust cycles? That would further accentuate it,
because
I think
there would be no way to record it. You wouldn't know that this corporation lost $8 billion or $50 billion over the last 2.5 years that would make the company insolvent. So ultimately, what you would have is actually placing more and more power in those central banks. And as we know, at least in the West, all of the central banks are privately owned by basically the same member banks, whether it's the United States, the Bank of England, or even the EU central bank in Belgium. So what I find interesting about that is that's sort of like the overarching point of connection. But the call I wanted to make originally was, over the last week and a half, I've heard a lot of conservatives and young cultural pundits make fun of the fact that many conservative libertarians would like to levitate the Federal Reserve, thinking it's a ridiculous concept. But what they don't realize is that the concept of levitating a government, an oppressive government agency, began actually in the 1960s.
Frank,
on
I don't
October
understand what you mean by levitate it. What do you mean by that?
67, when you had Abbie Hoffman and the National Mobilization
Frank,
Committee to end the war in Vietnam.
Frank, you can't just keep going on, because I've got questions here. What do you mean by levitate the Federal Reserve?
Well, a lot of people have been saying that a number of libertarians and free market economists don't like basically the central control of the money supply that the Federal Reserve has, which is a monopoly.
Yes.
So there seems to be a bit of a humorous protest of going and levitating the Federal Reserve, and people don't seem to understand where that concept originated. And
that's
I wanted to clarify
been doing
that
it with the Pentagon.
Correct, and it happened on October 21st, 1967. And you'll notice that Norman Mailer wrote a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel about that called Armies of the Night. So I think
I still don't really understand what you're getting
at. Spoof. Some kids, some yippies is what they called themselves, went out in front of the Pentagon and they were going to levitate it. What they were
was
PR
more than hippies.
What's that?
It was more than hippies. It was a collection of the American intelligentsia, including Allen Ginsberg, and you had a number of.
What is the point of all this? I don't understand.
The point is this: that the young people and the media pundits don't understand their simple recent history. And that's a point that I find incredibly offensive, because if we don't understand our past history of 30 or 40 years ago, we certainly are going to be doomed to repeat it, as Santayana said.
Well, let's go back real quick, because I think there's something about history that you didn't quite grasp, and we didn't really get a chance to dig in because you just sort of continued on there, Frank. Let's go back real quick to this discussion of how you claim that in a cashless society, the boom and bust cycle would be eliminated. The reason the boom and bust cycle happens is because of the artificial manipulation by the Federal Reserve, and since that won't stop, then I don't really understand your argument as to what will halt that.
Because the money supply, the notion of cash that has a one-to-one correspondence with a reserve currency or a commodity, will not exist in a cashless society, or when you have the central banking control over the money supply, it can theoretically create.
That's what we have
money
now,
but the point is, we can audit.
Frank,
it,
I don't think you quite understand. Hold on a second, Frank. I don't think you quite understand what is going on right now. The Federal Reserve has the ability to create money from thin air without actually printing it. So most of the money that's done in the business world, most of the investments and those things and the loans, all of that stuff is created digitally in computers. So all of that's already happening now, and we still have the boom and bust cycle. Wayne, go ahead with your thoughts.
The only difference is right now you can still use cash if you want to, whereas in the future you won't be able to. But most transactions now are done electronically. If you go to stores, most people are using debit cards or credit cards, and that's all there. The difference, of course, is if you've got a chip, is that things can be monitored much easier and controlled. And the problem, the other danger with a chip is if you're a political dissident or something, they can just shut your chip off and you can't buy food. And that's the other danger. Of course, a black market, I think, will arise where you have people trading in commodities and farm goods and silver coins or whatever. But the thing is, this is just the next step in that direction of having everything be electronic, and therefore you don't even need a printing press anymore. You don't need the entire U.S. Treasury minting department is not even needed anymore.
Thanks for the call tonight, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I just have to hear more about it. I the claim that you know, the boom bust cycle would be. I don't understand enough about it, and I'd have to read more.
Well,
I've never heard the claim before.
The boom bust cycle is accentuated by the excessive creation of money and credit, and so that's not going to change.
I think it's accentuated.
Anything.
Absolutely true. I know that the boom bust cycle has existed since the beginning of man, as Frank said. But
is that true? I thought the boom bust cycle existed along with the existence of the central banks.
How about famine?
Well,
I'm not sure what you're getting at there.
Well, the boom-bust cycle is more or less based on, you know, people want to spend money or they don't want to spend money. In a case of famine or the lack of a particular product that people need, you're going to see a bust. So,
but see, when money is tighter and it's backed by something of value, so that say a money is actually a form of barter, when your ability to create the money is more limited, if the market actually decides what the money is, because there's parts of the country over history that didn't have much specie, for example, Pennsylvania, the whiskey rebellion, they were using whiskey as money because they didn't have much coin, and those things can happen in a free market system, whereas when you have an agency that controls the money and they say, well, you can't do that, or you got to pay us taxes on the whiskey you just sold, and all this other regulation, it inhibits people's ability to get through hard times as well. And, of course, electronicizing all the money completely also creates problems, because then somebody in Washington knows exactly what you buy, what your buying habits are, where you go, who you talk to, and so on.
Also, Mark, I don't think that your point about famine is legitimate, because that's sort of a natural disaster.
Still a boom and a bust.
Yeah, but that's not part of the business cycle. More coming up here. The business cycle is something, as I understand it, I'm sure some of our more economically minded listeners can clear us up on this, but it was something that was basically created by the Federal Reserve. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. where you can learn more about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the short version of the description is that we take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations all across the country, and also more internet listeners, bringing them to the program as well. So if that's something that sounds good to you, like, and also getting access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the chat room, forum, and more, some of the AMP perks that we have there, you can get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls about anything, let's talk to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi. I'm calling
Hey, Fred.
From Philadelphia.
Yes, sir.
I know this probably might have been touched on, but I want to talk about Sarah Palin and her daughter and the reason for these babies, pregnancies. And I have the feeling that something is still a myth, even with all the explanations, in that Sarah Palin seems to have, like a lot of other women that I know of, that are pretty dominant and pretty powerful and wealthy, she seems to be very arbitrary about basically controlling what gets out, the reality that we are left with as peons in the system. And I know that, you know, people have explanations for this, but it just seems to me as though, with a little bit of intimidation or bribery, it's possible that she hasn't really had this latest premature baby, Sarah, that is.
You don't think the child's real?
No, it could be her daughter's baby or a friend of her daughter's.
But they've got pictures of her when
she was
pregnant.
I'm confused. I don't know what's going on.
Sarah Palin has five children. Sarah Palin has five children.
Yeah, but she's 44 years old, and she also hasn't.
And the kid came out of Down syndrome. There's a lesson to women who are having kids in their early 40s.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that she the actions that she's taken are, see, I'm not calling to trash her. I'm only saying that that milieu that a lot of people that are very successful and self-made come from is that we can do so many things arbitrarily and let other people figure out what's motivating us. And
I don't care. Hey, dude, I don't care if you trash on politicians on my show. They're the lowest form of life as far as I'm concerned. But I have to say, I don't really understand what it is you're getting at about arbitrariness in relation to her kids.
Well, think about it. The campaign has been saying that the timing would be impossible for her daughter to have had more than one baby, but if you think about it, people are actually walking around with the wrong facts. They don't realize that Sarah Palin's baby was around 7 months or
earlier. I don't understand what it's
you aren't
babies.
You aren't listening to the news, okay?
Right. I don't pay attention to these political dogs.
Completely out of touch on this issue.
I'm talking to Ian.
I have no idea what you're referring to. Babies.
I'm going to explain it to him real quick.
Yeah,
Sarah Palin's daughter is pregnant.
One.
Okay, so
I heard that much.
Okay, great.
But
Sarah Palin recently had a child. That child had Down syndrome.
Yeah.
She has a Down syndrome baby. Sort of the skinny, you know, the rumor is that perhaps the Down syndrome baby was in fact the daughter's, and she had it when she was 16, and she's even more of a dirty little tramp than she was.
Right. Wasn't the rumor also, I think I heard a rumor that Sarah Palin's husband actually had sex with their daughter, and that's why the kid was deformed or whatever?
They were saying some awful things on some of these Democratic websites. You know, it's just trash talking.
I'm not
in contact
with any of those sources. All I'm saying is that her behavior before she had the delivery was a little bit strange. She didn't show at all during Sarah's pregnancy. She didn't show. They didn't indicate that that was their intention to have a baby. And then she suddenly left an engagement in Texas.
This all seems
claiming
National Enquirer.
It's claiming that her water broke.
Quite frankly, it's none of our business.
Yeah.
Really.
Thank you for the call tonight.
It's not legal.
I'm with you on that one, Wayne. You know, I find politicians despicable and disgusting, and I wouldn't put it past them to cover up some nonsense like this. But again, what does it really matter? What matters is what these people want to do as far as controlling our lives. And Sarah Palin, just like McCain and Obama and all these other cats, they all want to control you. They all want to tell you how to live. They want to tell you what you can and can't do with your life. That's what's relevant to me, not whether or not her kid pumped out a kid or she pumped out one or who had the Down syndrome or who's lying about what. This is like an issue of the National Enquirer. That's what this sounds like to me. And it seems totally irrelevant.
I don't know what it matters for anything. I mean,
politicians lie? What a shock. Right now they're lying about their babies. Who cares?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be worse. The daughter would look more despicable, and therefore Sarah Palin would be a worse mother if this happened twice. But, you know, from what I understand, I haven't seen the pictures, but from what I understand, there are actually pictures of her pregnant at the time that before the child showed. Apparently women who are, having their second and multiple children show less than the women who are having their first child, so maybe she wouldn't show as much
in case she cared.
And what's the statistical likelihood of a woman who's 43 having a child that has Down syndrome versus
pretty good, right?
Pretty good versus a
17 year old,
17 year old or 16 year old at that point.
Besides that, if you are a Democrat or Republican and you're seriously considering McCain and you're looking at Sarah Palin, you want to see how she's governed Alaska. That's the first thing that you want to look at. Of course, if you've got moralistic issues,
I don't need to
look
at anything else besides the fact that she's running with John McCain. That's all I need.
Agreed. Well, John McCain picked her, obviously. But,
for a reason.
Yes, for a reason. For a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Let's continue here. Talk to Jeremy in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, good. Guys. How are you doing this evening?
Good. What's on your mind, dude?
Well, I think that she jumped at an excellent opportunity, but I think that she probably is a good woman with a great family, but that she's being used by the establishment which I am sick of.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. I have to disagree with you. I don't think you can be a good woman if you want to control the lives of other people. I know that you may have good intentions, but if what you're doing is advocating for coercion and advocating for aggressing against one's neighbors, then what you are in fact doing is not good in any way.
You're calling every, you know, most people who believe in this, believe in the paradigm that we have as far as government goes now, and therefore you've called the vast majority of Earth evil.
No, there's a difference between initiating force and aggression and tacitly, quietly not doing anything about it.
You don't think voting for somebody who's going to initiate force and aggression is would be, you know.
I think you got some blood on your hands, but certainly not as much as the person initiating the aggression. Go ahead with your point, Jeremy.
What about, I mean, not even letting Ron Paul speak at the Republican convention, they let some dumbass like Fred Thompson speak, but not Ron Paul. I mean, that is, but at least he had his own discussion.
Yeah, he had his own convention, which I hear was fairly well attended.
Yeah, and it's only the beginning, guys. Have patience. We shall prevail.
Well, I've been waiting a long time, and you know, I'm certainly not going to just be patient. I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to do something to prevail, and I thank you for the call, Jeremy. 800-259-9231, and it won't involve running for federal office or really paying any attention to what goes on at the federal level. It's all just a big show to me, because whether it's McCain or Obama that ends up winning this fall, we'll all lose. Let's continue with Kurt in Michigan on the Amp Line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, dude?
Well, I was listening to the podcast from a couple of nights ago, and Ian and Mark, you were having a discussion as to what Mark would do in order, you know, say if his child was taken from him from government forces, and he said that he would do whatever is necessary to get his child back, even if it included, you know, bending down and kissing the feet of the rulers.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian, you kind of castigated him for that, and. You know, I was thinking, you know, the doctrine that we kind of follow is one of self-interest. And I found it kind of funny that you would castigate him for not wanting to do what is good for the consensus of the liberty movement as opposed to what he would want to do for his own personal situation.
No, well, it's in Ian's self-interest to get me to do what he wants me to do. So that makes perfectly good sense.
To castigate you for not wanting to do what is right for the Liberty Collective.
Hang on, Kurt. I'll let you bring. I'll bring it back here an hour or two. We can talk about this a little further. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Hour two on the way. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We all know.